on the matter of Keith T. Smith.
The court, service was proper in this default matter arising out of a Rule 12020 complaint. I do not plan to cover service in detail unless questioned about it. And what I do wish to cover is just that the Office of Attorney Ethics agrees with the recommendation of the DRB majority that a two-year suspension is appropriate in this case. Upon review of the record, you may see a memorandum in which I originally recommended a one-year suspension, but upon reading the DRB's well-reasoned majority opinion and upon noting that respondent has not appeared for this order to show cause, obviously, as we're here today and see that he has not appeared under Kibler, I believe that further supports the two-year suspension in this matter. If there's no further questions, I rely upon the record as below.
Is there any indication that this individual wishes to remain a lawyer in New Jersey, given his history of disciplinary matters and his default here?
I see a very serious ethics history and a lawyer that appears to almost be running out the clock on his law license, but I wouldn't be comfortable speaking for him as I have not had direct contact with him beyond receiving certified receipt cards that have signatures.
Justice Albert.
No, I was just going to say he's also seems to have a history of defaults and a complete indifference to the disciplinary process. Is that correct?
I would have to agree with that, yes.
Questions, anyone? Thank you, Ms. No.